A Rocky Mountain Power substation in West Jordan was vandalized Thursday morning. Nearly 6,000 people were without electricity for 2 hours. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Paul Murphy is a power company spokesman. He says the thief took a huge risk for the cash that might come from selling the copper cable.
The substations have 138,000 volts going in to the substation and 12,500 volts coming out. So anytime you touch something with that much power, you're going to be killed.
Murphy says the theft is being investigated by the West Jordan Police Department.
One thing I would ask is for the public, if you see anyone suspicious near a substation, to report it to a local law enforcement agency so this doesn't happen again. I mean, this could have been a very serious situation, and it was a serious situation for the 6,000 people who were affected by the power outage.
West Jordan Police Sergeant Dan Roberts says copper has become quite a popular target for theft locally and nationally. He says law enforcement continues to develop better ways of tracking stolen copper, even as crooks figure out ways to hide the fact that their copper is stolen. Copper can sell for over $2 a pound at a local scrap metal recycling company. Bob Nelson, KUER News.